afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. 30 years ago today, the iconic Voyager 1 pale blue dot image was taken. Carl Sagan, the famous astronomer and author, had the idea to turn the Voyager spacecraft on its long journey out of our solar system back towards the Earth for the last time and take a picture of our planet. And there it is, suspended in space, looking very tiny and insignificant. Last week, I interviewed the president of the International Astronomical Union, Professor Evine van Dishoek, and you can listen to that interview on the Fine Music Radio podcast. She talked about water on Earth being older than the Earth itself, which matched nicely the previous week's Looking Up, which was about dust from a meteorite in Australia being determined to be millions of years older than our planet. Well, the International Astronomical Union has been around for 100 years, a mere blip, and that pale blue dot image for a mere 30 years. How time flies. This image has been taken as a symbol of our fragility and need to care for our only home, and the International Astronomical Union has an initiative to kick off activities around the globe to celebrate this image and link to environmental awareness. Certainly all the astronauts I've spoken to over the years report that when they look down on Earth, it strikes them how precarious our existence is. You might like to celebrate our evanescence by joining us at Moonstruck on Clifton 4 Beach tomorrow, Saturday the 15th of February after sunset, where there will be live music and dancing, and astronomers with telescopes from your local astronomy society showing you what's up there. All of those planets and stars you see have a life cycle of their own, which although is vastly much longer than ours, they will change beyond all recognition at some point. You may think that we've photographed everything in our solar system, but actually we've never taken direct images of the sun's poles. This is about to change. Last Monday, the European Space Agency's solar orbiter was lifted atop an Atlas V rocket at Cape Canaveral. This is a 1,800-kilogram spacecraft, which is reasonably large as these things go, requiring a big rocket. This project is a collaboration between NASA and the European Space Agency and was first proposed in 1999. The heat shield design was a major challenge as the instruments aboard the probe are very sensitive. It was designed to withstand temperatures of around 520 degrees Celsius. This heat shield was made with a new material called solar black, especially created for the solar orbiter, and is made up of the same material as human bone. And this coating has now been used to help prosthetics bond with human bone, reducing the chance of rejection. So there's quite a lot of spin-outs from these astronomical explorations. Now, this is the cleanest spacecraft ever launched, since the instruments would be affected by any small particles or stray hairs. The mission's main goal is to answer the question, how does the sun create and control the heliosphere? This is the huge protective bubble that surrounds our solar system. And why does that bubble change over time? Scientists believe the key to answering that question lies in the sun's polar regions. The solar orbiter will be the first spacecraft to image this enigmatic region. The first good look at the sun's poles won't be until 2025, as it's a long way to the sun. Then the spacecraft will use a gravity assist flyby of Venus to boost its orbital angle. And it'll need to change orbit quite a bit after it's launched from Earth to get to see the sun's poles properly. However, it won't get the best vantage point until 2029. And full science operations are due to start in November 2021, when hopefully the craft's images will come online. So here's a reminder, if you wish to take a look at some other dot objects in our solar system after sunset, come along to Moonstruck on Clifton 4 tomorrow night and join the astronomers with their telescopes. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FM.